Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Unfortunately, I don't know where Nicole is, my co-host and producer. She's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello. I hope Nicole will come on later on. I'm not sure if she forgot what day of the week it is. I think we're all a little confused what day of the week it is. I don't always know. Last week I thought it was the year 2010, so that can kind of tell you what's going on in my mindset. I could see we have some regular listeners. I love that. And I'm hoping that Nicole will show up. I can see that Jean Steele is listening. Maybe you could message her to see where she is, since I don't know. She didn't let me know that she wasn't going to be on the air tonight. Okay, so I hope you're all staying healthy and well during this pandemic. It has been a lot on all of us. You know, the days seem to blend into one and the other. There's no weekends, there's no weekdays. It all seems to be about the same. I hope you're all using this time creatively, as much as you possibly can, to learn something new, to maybe talk social distancing with your neighbors. I know a little miracle happened in my little block. My next door neighbor, she's lived there probably 5 years, since she was about four. Now she's nine, and never really said two words to her, but I was going out there with my hula hoop the other day, and she was out there with hers, and so we do social distancing hula hoop, teaching each other some new tricks, and so it's been fun. So you're laughing. It's fun. I mean, I've been doing my hoofnautica. I'm really getting good at it. And you
That's
can't do
hysterical.
It in the house, because I try, but I have knocked everything off the wall. So it has to be taken outside. I heard Nicole laughing, because, you know, otherwise it gets messy. But it's so cute to have. She calls me her big sister now, so she doesn't have a sister and I don't have a sister, so we're being sisters, okay? You know, this makes for strange bedfellows, this pandemic, I'm telling you right now. So learn something new, something you've wanted to learn. Don't waste the time that we're given. If you know how to play an instrument and haven't played it in a while, start playing it again. So I also want to thank Andrew, because Andrew sent me tulips for Mother's Day. Isn't he sweet? I'm everybody's soul mommy, so I get, you know, these gifts from my soul children, and they're lovely in my kitchen right now. Nicole, I was getting nervous when you didn't come in, because I always get a little nervous. I didn't know if you forgot what day
off.
It was or whatever.
You must have been calling in as I was, you must have been calling in as I was putting in the host pin, because All of a sudden it said goodbye, and then I tried to call in again, and then it was busy, and then I called in again, and you were in my spot, so I had to go call the other number, but I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I hate to call in the host spot, because I prefer you to have that, but, you know, if I don't see you in like 30 seconds before, I sort of panic out.
Yeah,
but,
I was literally putting in the pin, and then you knock me off.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you're here, because I always get a little nervous
glad
when you're
you
not
off.
Here. And we have a lot of listeners. We've been having much more than we ever had with the pandemic. When I look at the amount of listeners we have, both live and in the archives, it's really probably maybe five times the number of regular. So I guess people are needing this. They need to hear, you know, a voice, talk to us, hear what we have to say, and we're all hanging in there, that's for sure. Now, if people want to listen to us, what do they have to do, Nicole, if they want to talk to us? You can just not do anything if you want to listen, but if you want to talk, what do they have to do?
If you want to talk to myself or Cindy, then you're going to need to press the number 1 so that we get an alert that you want to talk to us today. So please press the number 1 if you want to be on the air tonight. And then hopefully I will be able to pull you into the calling queue.
Yes, and I was very blessed. I did a reading with Jean Steele yesterday. And I'm glad people are understanding the phone does work for a reading. I just love her. And, you know, it helps for me to speak to my clients and hear from them and see how they're hanging in there and holding up through all of this. And she seems to be doing great. She's lost a lot of weight, which is wonderful. She's getting really healthy. And, you know, I love that. So, see, she's doing something good during this pandemic. So, everybody, you know, whatever you need to do, this is a good time to do it. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, Nicole, how are you, by the way?
Oh, stress-filled, anxiety-filled, and yeah.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I'm going to pretend you just called into my show, okay?
Oh, boy.
Because now it's my show. You're not part of the show. So, you know, I'm going to draw a few cards on you, but I'm curious as to why so much angst, because it is showing up here as a lot of anxiety. Is it financial thinking?
It's work. I mean, I guess it's kind of tied to financial. It's just work. It's, you know, my company is still up in the air, and I still don't have any solid answers. And, you know, I kind of have a feeling that both sides of the fence here are not being 100% forthcoming and honest. So it's just it's putting, you know, additional stress where there really doesn't need to be, you know, and it's like everybody's trying to prolong the inevitable, and it's making it harder on those of us who are left trying to service everybody and trying to take care of everybody. So, yeah, you know, and I'm one of the most important players because I am what's left of our legal team. So, you know, it's just, you know, there's a lot riding on my shoulders, and if I screw up, then, you know, people are going to lose their jobs, and I could lose my job, and, you know, people won't be properly compensated for the work that they're doing. So yeah, it's a little bit of no pressure. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you don't want to have any kind of stress now. Like, you can't even call Amazon. Usually Amazon has a customer service if something doesn't go right. I thought my card had been hacked, but it was that, I don't know, somehow they put it through another card on mine that I didn't even know was listed on Amazon, and I couldn't check with it, and it was just because you can't call. So things that normally maybe you just a phone call could solve it are just not happening. So, yeah, there's a lot more stress in everybody right now. In some ways it's less stress. Maybe people are not working and commuting so much, but it's going to be like this. And, you know, what's been channeled to me is this is the new normal for a while, and the sooner we get with the program of it, probably the better. As far as your company's going, I will tell you, there is a lot happening behind closed doors that you are not aware of, okay? Mm-hmm. And nor are they going to let you be aware of it. And, you know, so you do your job to the best of your ability, but don't let it kill you. But don't let it kill you, this job, okay? Because the wonderful thing about when you get a new job is that old job died and everything about it is dead. And so
Don't,
it's hard because you're a very old soul, and older souls, of course, worry about everybody and everything, and they do their job to the maximum effort. But it looks to me like the powers that be are not necessarily going to protect you and the people that you're trying to protect at this point.
Yeah.
So, do what you got to do, but try not to stress out so much because, you know, I could hear it a little bit in your voice. And, you know, I just want you to just take it one day at a time right now. That's all you could do.
Yep.
And, you know, I do see another job in the horizon, you know, in the future. So, you know, everything looks good in terms of you ultimately being in actually a good period of time. You still have the Wheel of Fortune spinning, which is that 5-year period in which what you want is yours. So kind of keep that in mind. But it does look like you're in for a little bit of a roller coaster at work. Okay, like, fasten your seatbelt, put your helmet on, and have an escape plan, a fire escape or something, to get yourself out of there. And, again, that's the one thing that I will tell you, being self-employed, I know what goes on and what doesn't go on. I never had any, secrets hidden, I know exactly what's happening here at all times. And because of that, I know how to reinvent and do what I need to do. But, for most people, they're not in that position. And a little more transparency on the part of the people you're working for would probably be appreciated by everybody.
Well, you know what it is? It's not even so much that. It's like there's a deal that's happening, and there's three parties to the deal. So there's my boss, who is basically getting kicked out of his own company. And you've told me, about his future, in the past, Cindy, about him not, doing the right thing and karma catching up with him. Well, it caught, so you've got him, and then he wants one specific company to buy the company, and the franchisees didn't like those guys. So they went with somebody else that they want to buy the company, but terms and conditions need to be met. So it's like right now I'm like being torn, because the guy that's paying me wants me to try to push his guys to the front of the line, and regardless of what the franchisees say, and the guys that want to buy the company, they're in the process of buying the company, are very, very impressed with me thus far, and they're telling me that they want to hire me for the new go around, and that's going to completely remove me from the old company and put me into their company.
Where should your loyalties lie? Rome that's burning, or with the kingdom that's going to come? Which is the logical thing to do?
Well, what do you mean?
If Rome is burning, and your company, there is a kingdom coming that wants to have you. Where should you put your efforts?
Well, obviously in the other camp, but it's like business,
it's ethical.
It's unethical for me to be working and collecting a paycheck for one person I'm not in a good
situation. I know. And what happens is, I just want you to be careful, because it's a little bit misplaced loyalties to be ethical to a man that part of this mess is because he wasn't always ethical. Okay.
Correct.
So that's the rock in a hard place for you. And I know you're smart, and you could probably still be ethical and do your job to who's paying you. But also look to the future. I think you can do both. Because they do want you in the future company. And I really do see that company is going to probably turn around and do very well. So you'd probably want to be with that company.
Okay.
So, keep that in mind. Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, I am. And I'm like, I told Lisa the other day I had so much on my plate, and what's really not fair about it is that there's 5 of us left out of like 50. We're down to the last 5 of us, but the most is on my shoulders, because I know more about the workings of the company and the franchise system than anybody else. So the answer is, well, we can't do that. Nikki can. We can't do that. Nikki can. We can't do that. Nikki can. So like, I've got more on my plate than anybody else does. So I was like working from like 7 o'clock in the morning until like 8, 9 o'clock at night sometimes. And finally the other day I was like, I need to stop trying to control the situation. Just do my job and cut off at a reasonable hour and let go and let God, because there's no control in this. It's not for me to control. So,
exactly.
And I did do that. It's hard for me to relinquish that, because I'm a control freak.
Right.
It's hard.
But I'm only telling you right now that you what you should be doing is the company that you're working for is do the, you know, the work that you have to do. The absolute, but beyond that, it's probably a waste of your time anyway at this point. So,
yeah.
You know, think more forward a little bit, and you know, things. You know, the company that. You know, everything's a little delayed because everybody's trying to get a better price from everything now because they're waiting to see what's going to happen.
People are kind of afraid
to pull the trigger on buying a house, you know, buying a business, doing anything because they don't know if this is the bottom yet or it's going to get lower. So there's a lot of that going on there too. So they probably would have sped along. I mean, you know, your problem is different from other people. This problem existed before the pandemic.
Correct.
And it might have already been resolved if the pandemic didn't happen.
It would have been.
So what I'm telling you is just bear with it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But
very
you know,
stressful.
Again, I know it's very stressful. And, again, part of our karmic lesson at certain points in a job is take your money and run. Do your job to the best of your ability. Take your money and run. But don't let it stress you out that much because it really doesn't pay right now. So you know, you'll keep us informed with what's happening.
Absolutely.
You know, we do.
Well, they have a closing date of the 20th, so let's see what happens next.
Yeah. That's why I said, you know, you're at the end of something now. Okay.
Yeah.
And
that's making me more antsy too, is because I am at the end.
Right. And remember, all older souls don't like change. So there's a lot of change here, okay?
Oh, no, I'm
and, you know, you're in the middle of a divorce, really. That's what you are.
You're the
kid in the divorce, you know?
It's a horrible divorce.
And you don't know, you know, which parent to be loyal to. And, you know, it's hard for you because you're by nature loyal. But I would just keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, be supportive, you know, and of your boss that you have now, your current boss. I mean, you know, no backstabbing or any of that. But the point is,
you know, two wrongs don't make a right. So, you know, I'm not gonna play that game because two wrongs do not make a right. So, you know, I don't want to do that. But, you know, I have to look out for me and my family too, though. So I can't I can't go down with the ship.
That's what I'm telling you. So there's a way with diplomacy, with sticking with just the facts all the way around. You know, just sticking with facts, diplomacy, and, you know, you'll get through this, you know. But it's hard. It's hard. You know, you needed this, like, you know, you needed this stress on top of everything, like, for off.
But you know what, though? Like, but I can't really be, like, too angry about it, though, because you know what? I have a job. And there are so many people out there that you know, unemployment isn't cutting it, and, you know, and they don't have jobs. And they're going to have to look, you know, for a job, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, you know, I mean, and they're going to have to, and especially when the world completely opens up, other people are going to be looking for jobs in a more competitive market than existed before, because now so many more people are unemployed now, you know. So I can't look a gift horse in the mouth. I am very, very lucky to be employed at all, you know. And I should feel a little bit flattered that I have two employers fighting over me. And that's the bane of my stress right now, is that I have two employers fighting over me. So, you know, I have to take the good with the bad, and I have to realize that, you know, what, I'm very, very fortunate that, you know, the financial strain of this pandemic has not been too bad, because I was able to retain my work, and I was able to, you know, to continue to move forward, you know, where other people weren't so lucky. So
Exactly. And for every person right now, everybody's been touched in some way or another. It's reinvention. That's a key word. You got to reinvent yourself, reinvent things, look at it differently, think outside the box, and figure out what people need, you know, what they need right now, and maybe you can service that somehow, you know. So we do have a couple of people that pressed one. We're going to start with the 8646. I know we didn't screen anybody, but that's fine.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
It's fine. They're not going to hijack us. I think that one time 10 years ago just scarred us. But yeah, we're going to go. And by the way, Cindy, thank you very much for the insight and for the little mini reading here. And thank you, audience, for listening. So here we go.
Well, you know what it is. Sometimes when Nicole's spirit guides tell me,
Okay, Nicole goes to the top of the class right now. You give her a reading right now. And see, I had no idea that the 20th is a very important moment for you. Okay, and so they're just telling you to hold tight to the 20th. Okay.
All right, cool. What's even funnier is that you did that today, and my wife has been yelling at me like, you know what? You're so stressed. You're so this. Why don't you ask Cindy what she thinks? Why don't you ask Cindy to do a little mini reading before the show one day? And of course, today I couldn't get on the show early.
Well, of course, it's because your wife message. You have to tell your wife that your wife's because telepathic message got loud and clear to me. Okay,
nice.
And that she was hearing your spirit guides telling you to ask Cindy. So that's how telepathy works.
I will make sure that I bow down and I say, hey, honey, you were right. She only gets like one of those a month, so this is her time, so it's okay.
Well, good. So you will go to the first listener.
Yes, ma'am, I will. 8646, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, do you have a name? We hear hi, but do you have a name? Is your name hi?
My name's Susan. How are you?
Susan. Hi, Susan.
I'm calling from a different number. I threw you off.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. So,
yeah, I'm calling from a landline.
Oh, okay. So tell us what's on your mind, Susan.
I'm just wondering, like, I have to find an internship during this time period, and it's a little difficult because they're all switching to, like, teletherapy and stuff like that. So, you know, I kind of, like, couldn't find an internship yet, and I don't know, everybody was getting rid of their clinical interns, and I'm placed in a really weird situation. Because, like, I was in the middle of a practicum class, and now I have, like, no internship hours, and I have to, like, now I have to play catch-up, and
okay,
I have to
and
look
what
for
kind
one.
Of internship, what kind of internship are you looking for?
I'm kind of looking for a marriage and family therapy internship.
Okay. Is it possible for you to maybe, you know, Google some of the places that are now doing they are doing, you know, the telehealth with this, but there are places that are set up now because families seem to be in crisis over this. There's a lot of like domestic abuse. There's a lot of and a lot of different hotlines have been set up, and I kind of think that maybe some of those places might be looking for an intern like you to like step in and help. So
it's hard because they, you know, I'm trying to get a supervisor, and I do have a list, but because of all the classes, I'm in finals week, so I haven't, you know, like, I applied to one so far, but then they got rid of their interns, and I used to work there, so it was almost like I thought I had an in, but then they got rid of their interns, so now I'm not sure, you know, like, I have to start calling, like, in a week. And I'm just, like, wondering, you know, if you see anything.
Yeah, so I see you getting one, so I wouldn't sweat it out too much. Like, it doesn't do any good to worry about it for a week if you can't do anything about it. But it does look very good that you will get an internship. So, you know, hang in there and don't sweat it out too much.
Okay.
It looks good for you. Well, everything looks good in terms of your career here. And you know, making some decent money, of, you know, eventually, which is part of what you need. And don't get discouraged. Like, you're going to have to make a lot of calls. And it does look like probably within a few weeks you should have an internship down. So.
Okay, because I was going to try to, like, make calls after I, you know, after the finals, you know, and try to make calls and, you know, it just feels like I thought it would be one application, but it's like all these different applications I got to fill out for each individual place. So it's like like looking for a job. Like you think it would be and they would send you somewhere, but apparently that's not the way they do it. And I have to actually literally apply to each place as if I'm filling out an application for each place. But I just figured I couldn't really do that during school because once I got involved, it was almost like the craziness, the reading, the papers, the midterms, the finals, like, you know.
I know, so it's
crazy.
Overwhelming.
Yeah,
and I would say it probably
I'm just trying to get back into it, too.
Right, exactly. And also, I think if you had done it earlier, the internship that might have been lined up probably wouldn't be there now anyway. So that would have been wasted work. Like, this is a whole new world. This, you know, today's not, you know, you have to take it one day at a time in this world. So it looks like you will find something. I'm not worried about that. It looks good. And it looks like you're even going to like the internship, which looks positive here for you, too.
Oh,
so,
good.
You know, you're,
well, I was also wondering, too, like, how long this is going to go on, because I might end up having online classes, I guess, in September. I'm kind of okay with that. You know, if I have to do it, I'll do it. It might make things a little bit easier because then I won't have to travel. And Hofstra's not that closed.
You know, it looks to me like a lot of colleges aren't going to open up for this coming up semester, so like September. So, you know, plan accordingly. You know, if they open up, we have a miracle, that's a miracle. But pretty much what all the university has been saying is they're setting up to either be, you know, whatever way happens, they'll be ready to do the online courses and they're ready to open up if it's in person. But this, you know, pandemic that we're going to go through is not going to go away tomorrow.
Oh, I know.
We've got
a
year ahead of us.
I think it could be a year. It's going
to... Right, well... probably more like 15 or 16 more months just to get through the whole pandemic of it. And then it's going to take time for the world to get back. So, like, this is a long-term thing here.
I was just hoping for online classes because then at this point I don't have to travel. I'm not exposing myself. I can take take-home tests instead of, like...
Well, even if the university's open, they're not going to be able to open in full capacity with classes. So it looks like there'll be a lot of online classes offered anyway. So if that's your preference, it looks like you could probably do most of your classes online, if not all of them. So
I mean, I'm just kind of hoping that they'll have all my classes online. That way I can save money on the travel of it. I don't have to leave. And it'll help
me. No, it saves commuting. I mean, that's why people in some ways, even if they're working from the home, has two extra hours a day. There's no commuting and there's no getting dressed to get up and go. So it's kind of better for everyone. But it looks like, you know, there'll be a lot of online courses, if not all of them. So
right. I mean, it's a little bit annoying, but I kind of at this point got used to it. And then I was like the test to study them and take them in person, it's easier for me to do like the take-home test than to memorize everything sort of thing, you know. So if this semester is online, it actually will help me because I've taken these courses the first time in where they were in the classroom and the studying was really hard, and it might just be to review them, to do it online is okay for me because I've already taken these classes and I'm just repeating them and looking at everything, and I kind of know stuff, and I don't know, I might have forgotten this,
Okay, well, it looks great for you, so, I mean, I'm not worried about you, it looks good, your cards actually look very good, so you're in a good spot now in your life, and I'm glad that you went back to school. It's really important because, you know, that's what you're meant to do. It's like you're very instinctual with these things, and you've come from enough dysfunction in your past life and in your own family, to be able to be very helpful to other people. That's the one plus side of dysfunction.
Right.
You'll know how to deal with
it. I eventually will meet somebody who's, you know, a nice person, you know, where I can feel like I can stand on my own two feet and not, you know, have shitty job after crappy job, dead-end job after dead-end job, and not go anywhere.
Well,
you know,
the money looks very good in the future for you. So, you know, I'm so proud of you that you did it, okay? You know, you really, you know, you took a, you know, quantum leap of faith to do what you needed to do.
I mean, I'm getting, like, a lot of resistance from, like, family, you know, but at this point, even though I took the classes, they took some of my credits, so I'm actually... would be done with a whole year by now because they're taking about 12 to 15 credits. Granted, I had a lot more than 12 to 15, but I'll just take what I can get at this point. There's I've, you know, tried to ask for more. I've tried to get more, but, you know, with the licensing, they won't let me, and they're just making me repeat it. And I've dug up old papers and dug up old notes and papers that I have, and some of them I can find and some of them I can't because my computer died at one point. So, you know, like,
well,
I'm trying to review and, you know, like, so I guess in a way that's what I'll be doing during the summer because I doubt I'll be able to find a job and an internship at the same time. You know,
oh,
I got to focus on the internship because I'm taking
12
credits.
And that and that'll be probably, you know, more than enough to do this summer. Well,
yeah.
You'll call in again. I'm going to try to get another caller or two in today. And, you know, good luck to you with this. This is exciting. Very
Thank
exciting.
Thank you so much.
And I'm so proud of you, by the way.
Thank
you. You thought about this. You're following your dream. And it takes a lot of courage to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope
especially when people
realize,
are telling you not to.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because everybody has their opinions. But, you know, here you can be working for a long time. You might as well work at something you really want to do, you know, and not what, you know, work you don't find meaningful.
Yeah. And work I actually might understand versus, like, where I worked at the IRS, I don't really think I understood what I was doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can understand that, too.
Like, it's, you know, like either you're good at something or you're not. Like,
right.
You know.
No, I don't know if you really wanted to be good at that. So, you know.
It was just not my forte. You know.
Right. So, yeah. Well, thank God you're not there anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I found out somebody got the virus from working there, and they died. So that's a little sad.
Really?
Yeah, because they didn't shut them down
right away.
And they should have.
Wow.
Because there's 3,000 people that work there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so they kept the IRS open, you know, like, for like a couple months until they shut it down and tried to get people laptops, and they had no idea, and the laptop stuff wasn't ready, so people have actually been furloughed for like a couple of months, but they didn't do it at first when they should have, when everyone else was being told to not go to work and work from home, they were working from home for like a couple of, you know, like a month before they had to stop, I think. Something like that. Which is crazy. Yeah. It is kind of crazy, but thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and call in again. Bye
okay.
for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. We seem to be having a little bit of technical difficulty here, and it seems like Blog Talk kicked me off earlier and has now kicked Cindy off. So I am just waiting for her to call back in frantically because, yeah, she's not there anymore. So, yeah. All right. So I think I'm going to go to our next caller anyway, only because we have such a good intimate knowledge of who she is. And we're going to go and speak to Miss Debbie Tony again. And Debbie Tony is going to fill in until Cindy join
here
us.
I back. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
They threw me off the line. What they did to you before, they did to me.
Wow.
Remember, you got thrown off the line? Well,
yeah.
They did it to me, too. I was like, oh, man.
Well,
I was like, I can't believe this.
I was scrolling through trying to find, like, the next like the next person to queue you up because I figured, oh, we'll finish with Debbie, right? And I was literally going through to look for our next caller, and then you stopped talking. I'm like, am I on mute? And I'm like, oh, shit, Cindy's gone.
Yep. Well,
all
that's
right, so
what
now,
happened.
Debbie, you just got bumped up now because I could not finish scrolling through to find our next caller.
Oh, I got bumped up. Am I on the air right now?
You are on the air right now, my
love. Okay. I have to say thank you. Nicole did not know that this was my number, and every time my number comes up, I feel like I won the lotto. I'm so happy, and I have to thank you. I said, next time I get on the air, I'm thanking Cindy, and I want the whole world to know how much you mean to me, and you have been there for me through a very hard time, and I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart, really. I just love you so much.
That's what we're here. That's what I'm here for, you know. That's what I'm here for, you know. That's the whole point. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place right now. You know, horrible things have happened. Your dad's not here, and you know, you've been sick with corona, and you know, it's and again, you know, I keep telling people the symptoms go on. They had something in Newsday today about, you know, people's advice who have had corona, and it's exactly what I gave you yesterday, that you have good days and bad days, but on your, you know, you feel fine, and then if you push yourself too hard, you're going to get sick again. So you're just trying to lay a little low now, right?
Yeah.
You know,
and to be proud
and
of me, I called to get a test tomorrow. You can get a test in one day if you call the hotline.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, me and I asked for my mom too. They didn't want to give it to her because she doesn't have to go back to work. I said she has COPD and emphysema. She needs a test, and so we're going to go again tomorrow, and that'll answer a lot of the questions that, you know, do I still have COVID, because the cough came back and it's worse or just as bad as it was in the beginning.
Well, it could just be that it's lingering in you, but it's good to get the test, you know, so
yep.
You'll know.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so annoying. It's so annoying with people. They, you know, people say it's like a month, 2 months. It takes a long time to work its way out of the system. So anybody who's listening to us, this takes a long time to get better from. So, you know, you're doing great. You've been managed to avoid not. You haven't had to go to the hospital. You know, and that's great. You know, and just take it a little easy though. You know, take it a little easy, and you know, and you're one of those people. You're lucky. You're gonna live to tell, and you're gonna share with us, you know, how happy and great you feel. Because remember, you've had this like a month now, so you're forgetting what it feels like to be healthy. That's how
I'm
long
frustrated. And I am frustrated, and I feel like I go to bed at night, and I go, tomorrow I'm going to just feel great. Because, I mean, the wheeze went away overnight. I thought it was a miracle. I thought I was great. All my friends were like, oh, you're better now. And I was like, well, you should hear me when I first wake up for the first 3 hours. Then you wouldn't tell me I'm better. You know, I'm not singing in church. I'm not doing any kind of performing. You know, I can tell, you know, if it's like a film over my throat, and it's really annoying because it just happens when it happens. I can't sit over a pot all day long, but I do feel a little better.
All right,
little,
good. Well, keep
you know,
your steaming. That does help.
That does help, yes. Big one.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, keep letting us know how you're doing, and, you know, thanks for letting us know that you appreciate it. We do have a lot of people, you know, seem to be thankful for, like, being able to go on the radio show or just hear other voices.
Yes.
In the vacuum that we're all living in right now, you know.
Yes, I just want to hear your voice, and it does ease me a lot, and that's when I started calling in. I actually moved my class off Thursdays when COVID happened, and I was glad because then I could call into the show, and now I'm going to keep Thursdays open just so I can call into your show.
And you can hear our listeners, and we're all struggling through this hard time. I mean, it's everybody's struggling through so much right now, and you know, keep me posted. Of course, I love when you text and tell me when you're feeling better or not feeling better, whatever the case may be. I don't like when I hear you're not feeling better, but I like to hear from you and know how you're doing.
Promise, and again, I just want to thank you, okay?
Wow. And Susan just messaged saying it took 50, that's the one who just called in, it took 55 days for my friend to get better from coronavirus. She had two, you know, illegal virus tests, which I don't know what that meant, but obviously she had done some sort of test, and but it took 55 days to get better. So, you know, just trying to tell you, it takes time. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Thank you.
You know, must run its course. And, you know, even any of us who've had a cold, a corona cold, because there's a coronavirus is a cold, sometimes we've had colds that lasted 6 weeks. They never really went away. You know, so imagine it's not unusual. We're kind of used to it with certain things. They have to run their course. And this is something that, remember I was explaining to you yesterday on the phone, it's a wave disease. It comes in waves. It comes like, you know, sometimes you're better, sometimes you're not. It comes in a wave of different symptoms. It's going to come in waves in terms of how it's going to go with contagion. It's going to look like people are not getting it so much, and then it'll come back in a wave again. So it really is a disease of uncertainty, and that's something that people have to keep in mind. There are no answers with this. You know, it seems to have its own, you know, rhyme and reason, but you need to just rest. So even if you have a good day, please. You know what they were saying in the article was like, if you're having a good day, rest. If you're having a bad day, rest. Okay? Just rest.
And the guilt has to subside, and I guess that's why I need to hear from people, because it's so long. What's taking you so long to get better? That kind of anxiety, and that doesn't help you heal.
Well, first of all, you know, people even saying stuff like that is crazy. And, they, you know, they're not the ones who have had it or been close to someone who's had it. Anybody who's witnessed people going through this knows it's a long process. You know, it's just a long process because it runs through your whole system. It seems to go through every part of your body. Mm. And as it's going through every part of your body, that part of your body's fighting it, getting an immunity to it, and then it moves to another part. So, you know, with people, just, you know, you'll get better when you get better. What can I tell you? That's
a good answer.
You know,
okay.
I'm better when I get better. I mean, you know, you're doing all you can, and you're not worse off. You know, I have heard people with, like, a long time being sick. It's just a long time.
Okay.
Well, call in again, and we're going to try to get Keisha from Texas. Let's see what she has to say.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Love
we'll see you soon. Love
okay.
you too. Stay
bye, Debbie.
Well.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Now, isn't it interesting that we were having someone follow, you know, kind of following their corona? How is it doing?
Yep.
How's it going? You know.
Yeah.
You know. You know, and it's you know, it's a long, long process, boy. This whole thing, we're gonna be hearing this a lot. Oh my God. You know, it's upsetting because I do have a number of clients with it. I've had a lot of clients who have lost their parents to it, and other people to it. So it's, you know, some people on Facebook, when people keep saying this is a hoax or not real, I really keep blocking those people from my Facebook page. You know what I mean? It's like, please don't say this is not real to people. You know, talk to people who have it. They'll tell you how real it is.
You know what? It's just, I think that people don't want it to be real. You know, so
no.
It's easier for them to say, well, I haven't seen anybody with it, so therefore this must not be real because they haven't witnessed it with their own eyes, you know. But
right.
The moment it hits home suddenly, and this is actually a true story, and then I'm going to let you get to Keisha. One of our friends, she's not a dumb woman, you know. She's a very, very smart woman. She owns multiple businesses. She was a non-believer of this, and she said, you know what? It's just like the flu, and, you know, they're overreacting, and you just got to live life, and if you get it, you get it, and blah, 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 blah. And that was her attitude. She didn't social distance. She didn't close her house off, you know, to anybody that wanted to come over. She wore masks outside only because it was mandated to wear masks. But
right.
Otherwise, she would not have, you know. So whereas other people were wearing the masks earlier on, she chose not to until it was a mandate. You know, and like I said, she never opened up, you know, she never closed off her home, you know, to family and friends. And, you know, she just lived life as if it was pre-corona. And all of a sudden one day, you know, she didn't hear from her boyfriend who lived separately. It's her husband. And he was staying at one of the houses that they were working on. And she didn't hear from him. And she dropped by and she opened the door. And when she opened the door, all, you know, she checked out the cameras and he wasn't moving. So she opened up the door. And then as soon as the door opened, he said, do not come in. And she's like, are you okay? And he said, call 911. And this poor guy who is, you know, I'm going to say he's got to be at least 6'5" and over 300 pounds. Like, he's a big dude. He was debilitated by this, and he's been in the hospital for weeks now. And, you know, he's getting better, but it's a battle. You know, it's a struggle, and she changed her tune, you know, and I think that that's the case for a lot of people. If
yeah, but in the meantime,
close to home,
how many people are infected by this because you didn't take it seriously, you know?
Exactly. Like, exactly, you know. So she had a very humbling experience, and again, realize, everyone, that it's not just about your life. It's about the lives of the people that you're around. Just because you have zero he had zero symptoms until it knocked him out. You know, so same thing. Just because you have no symptoms does not mean that you are carrying this virus and does not mean that you can't pass this virus. You know, you could very well be a conduit for this virus. So please, I understand the world is starting to open up again. That's great. But we still need to have to, you know, to take necessary precautions, and we still need to be careful who we're around. So please remember those things, and remember that, you know what? You don't want somebody else passing this to somebody that you do love. So be kind and don't pass it to somebody that somebody else loves.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm glad you told that story, because there's just certain people, you know, the people that I know, even some of my clients, when they're saying they're not worried about that, gonna be, then they sing a different tune because they do get it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, sometimes karma's a bitch, and in this instance, it's going to be a bitch. So, you know, just don't tempt the gods if you can help it, you know, and
exactly.
And don't minimize it, because it is something very real. And, you know, that's a terrible story, by the way. You know,
I know. But you know what? It's a necessary story, because, you know, even she admitted I was wrong. She admitted that, you know what, that she should have taken it more seriously. She didn't realize. You know, and you know, she was ignorant, you know, and then she didn't want to look at what everybody was saying, you know, and she didn't want to take it at face value. And you know what? That's a lot of people, you know, a lot of people, let's call it like it is, that the media has not exactly been the most trustworthy in recent years. So I can understand a small amount of skepticism from anybody watching anything on TV at this point. But obviously, you know, you got to find the common denominator in all of that. If enough people are saying all the same thing, there's got to be some validity to it. So, but you know, it was a humbling experience for her, and I'm just hoping that story will cause somebody else to save themselves a humbling experience.
Oh yeah, for sure. But let's see, Keisha. I think she's called in before, because I think I recognize that name. No, never.
No, that's a different Keisha. Different Keisha. I know the Keisha that you're talking about. I believe is in Pennsylvania. This is Keisha in Texas.
Oh.
And it is her first time calling. She's a first timer.
Oh, nice.
All right. She actually found you, not even by your book. She found you because she was, you know, perusing Blog Talk, and you happened to be on the front page of Blog Talk. So she had no idea what you were all about. She had no idea if you were, what it was. Was it like a psychic or just like a regular, you know, kind of just talk show? So I gave her the lay of the land, and now she's interested in knowing, what did the card say for her post-COVID? You know, just something general,
great.
You know?
And to let you know, we're on the front page. We're probably on the front page because we have so many listeners right now. So,
you are on the front page. You know, that's exactly what she said, that you were on the front page of Blog Talk. So she said, hey, give it a shot. But, yeah, so Keisha's a first timer.
Okay, so Keisha, wonderful.
Reading. Yep, general reading. What's in store for Keisha post-COVID, Cindy? Let's hear from Keisha.
Oh.
Hello, Keisha.
Oh.
You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Keisha.
Hello.
You have some interesting cards, by the way. Money looks better in the future for you. I hope you're feeling optimistic about that, because you have a lot of money cards showing up. Are you happy with what you're doing for a living now?
I'm just I'm getting into it. I just got approved for it, and so now I got to kind of learn the ropes of this, and then I'll be able to, hopefully I'll start making money. But right now I just got approved, so I'm just like on my first step to for the training process, you know.
Okay, but it looks good for you. Like, you look
good.
Like you have the ability to like learn this and move up in it and do really,
okay,
really well. So career looks great. You know, that looks, it's funny because money just showed up like her career, your career showed up absolutely. Like, keep doing what you're doing. I'm glad you have a job during this, and you'll be doing your training. Do you need love in your life? Because I'm not seeing love showing up here. Do you need that in your life?
Yeah, that was like my first one, my first question, and then I was like,
okay,
maybe
good.
Should
because
I think about
see,
moving?
I didn't see one now. Do you have someone now at all in your life?
No, I'm single.
Good, because I didn't see any love showing up. That's why I'm asking you. Nothing showed up. But sometimes no love shows up when the universe wants a relationship over with, you know. But you're free to have love. And, you know, everything in your life is changing. You know, you're getting a new job. You need love. It's all linked together. And what's your birthday? You just tell me the day and the month and the day if you don't want to tell the year. Okay, but you could tell all three if you don't want.
January 29th. January 29th.
Okay. By the time you get to January 29th, a lot of good changes will start happening in your life, including love. Are you completely ended it with your ex and everything that's over?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. There's no communication at all. So I'm thinking it's over. I feel like he's gone, but every time I say he's gone, then you know, folks be peeping up in the bushes. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, because that's what I sort of remember. I said, I didn't see that you have any good relationship now, but it did show up that an ex is still here, okay, at some level. Now, you know, have you figured out, he's got commitment issues, this guy, and he's probably not going to step up to the plate. So, you know, are you ready to keep that door closed now? Even if he should walk
it's
back into it?
It's closed, but I can't if he, I don't know, it's strange. I don't know, what is that all about? But yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's closed.
Right, because it looks to me like the universe wants to bring you a soulmate, but they're hesitating to bring it yet because they feel like shithead may walk back in the door and, you know, throw you off your game a little bit. But, you know, if the universe brings you a soulmate, another soulmate, they're bringing it because they know this one isn't going to do what he should be doing. And so, you know, kind of, you know, the problem is I don't see that you've had real closure with this. Closure meaning, you know, you've said the words, it's over. Have you guys said that to each other?
You know, that's what I'm saying. It's weird. It's not even a real relationship. So how do you end a fake relationship? I don't know.
Okay. No, this is the 21st century. I love it because we don't know what the hell they are. You know?
No,
you know, you
don't
even have
either.
A label.
No,
so
it's not even a label on it.
Right. And that's, well, I wanted to start, like, talking about how we don't want these relationships that don't have a label because they make life complicated and messy. They don't have beginnings. They don't have ends. We don't know if we're a friend, a booty call. What the hell are we? So now I want you to learn from that past relationship that when you brought another soulmate this time, you're going to, like, let him know from the beginning that you're looking for commitment. Okay, like, don't be afraid to tell people, because if you don't, you're going to get in another relationship like this or another lack of a relationship. So don't be afraid to say, I'm looking for commitment. That's what I want. You know, I'm not looking to be a booty call. I'm not looking for complicated, because dysfunction is complicated. You know how you couldn't describe this relationship to us? You didn't have... That's because it's complicated, because it's not clean and pure. Like, love isn't complicated. Love is actually very simple. You meet someone, they're great. You love them, they love you, and you get close and closer. That's true love. Not this, oh, we're close for a while, and then I don't know, if, you know, he doesn't know if he wants this, and, you know, it's been going on for years, and, you know, maybe you hoped at one point that it would turn into a relationship and you were being patient, but... If you do that again, you're going to get in a mess like this again. And I don't think you want another mess like this.
No, not at
so
all.
So it's pretty much, and what I can see is you have a little bit of your own commitment issues, and maybe
you know, that's why you tolerated this for a while. But what you were supposed to learn from this is love without commitment is pain. And I don't think you want to get involved again. And kind of write down what your ideal soulmate would be like. Don't be afraid, that he should work hard and be loyal and trustworthy. Put down that you want someone who's ready, willing, and able to commit. Because these things can go on forever. And what's been troubling God and, back and forth meditations in 2019, pretty much God was saying, I'm going to wake up the universe in 2020. It's a year of clear vision. Did I have any idea he'd be getting COVID to do this? No. But I didn't actually think it was going to be something. So, he said he was going to wake up the world. So, yeah, this is a worldwide waking up. But what you're supposed to learn, someone like you, is do you want to go through another pandemic if we ever get one of these again, where you're alone and you don't have someone in the foxhole with you? Don't you want to? Wouldn't it be nice to be locked up in a foxhole with someone you love right now? Wouldn't that be a good thing to have someone beside you?
I'm okay. I don't know. I've been alone for so long. I'm okay with myself.
No, I'm glad you're okay. But wouldn't it be nice to have love?
If I wanted to be locked up with somebody, I would want to be locked up with somebody I actually want to be locked up with. Yes. Yes.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about. Somebody who's good and loving. And
right.
And I love the way
right.
you said you've been on your own. And I told you I saw commitment issues of your own. And I'm glad that you could stand on your own 2 feet emotionally, psychologically, financially, spiritually without a man. But now, if you're going to want a soulmate, you're going to have to realize you're going to have to make some space in your life for it as well. And again, a soulmate doesn't mean you have to live with someone. You know, it just means if you don't want to, if you like your own space, that's fine. In the 21st century, if people can afford it, there'll probably be more of that, people living in separate places. But just if you want love, you might want to examine that you've been a little bit afraid of it. And it might be because you haven't made the best choices and things like that. But I keep getting the soulmate card. You're due for a soulmate. And this is a love that's, going to add to your life, not subtract. He's not going to be a taker. He's a giver. He's not going to be someone that needs fixing. And you're not going to be mommy to a boy that doesn't grow up. This is a man.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Hallelujah.
Yes. I know, because I think you've had a lot of mommy to boys, and I don't think you want that anymore. So,
no, I'm all right.
But this looks great for you. So your career looks like you're on the right path with that. It also looks like you're going to be successful in your career. You don't have negative cards. You actually have very positive cards here. And, everything looks very good. And, you can call in again and let us know how you're doing. Right now it's a little hard to find someone, but put it in your mind that what you really want is that true love and a tight love and relationship. Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Yes.
That'd be good. That'd be great.
All right. So we're going to be blown off our show in about a second. So thank you for calling in. Stay healthy and well. And, we're so glad that you did the show and that you found us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Keisha. Stay safe, girl. And,
all right, stay safe.
And thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right.
Bye for now. Now, Nicole, wasn't it nice to hear that they put us to the front page of the...
Yes, absolutely. And I love it when new people get to listen, because, one of the things that we didn't preface with Keisha is that, even just by listening to other people's calls, usually there's little golden nuggets of information for you too. So even if somebody, wanted to get on tonight and couldn't get on, some of the info that we're spewing here, listen closely because some of it can pertain to you, But yeah, I always love it when new callers show up and when we've reached another person, we've got a very, very positive mission here to, spread love and to get people, behaving correctly in their relationships. And, I think that it's wonderful every time we can reach somebody new.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. And stay healthy and well. Wear your mask and your gloves. Wash your hands. you know, social distance. Do what we're supposed to do, please, so we can get this thing to run its course and we can get back to normal.
Just follow the damn rules.
Follow the rules. Please follow the rules. Follow the rules. This is not mommy and daddy grounding you, okay? Follow the rules. You know, please. Yep. This is not the time to rebel, okay?
No, not at all.
Well, good night, and thank you, Nicole, for everything.
And thank you, Cindy.
Bye.
Good night.